can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out by going right to your phone calls. Coming up also, we will get to a story that we mentioned last night, a raid over intellectual property. We'll get to that. Normally, raids are reserved for drugs and supposedly violent people. So we'll get to that story. But first, your calls. Ryan is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to chime in a little bit about immigration with all this horrible stuff happening in Arizona recently. I just thought I should give you guys some good news and some bad news.
Go for it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, the bad news is that immigration, the problem that we have today, so-called illegal immigration, has been a problem as long as there have been immigrants. Like, I remember back in while I was in high school, the teachers would read something about people complaining about, like, these immigrants and how they were so terrible back when we were still colonies. It's like they were talking about how the German immigrants would never fit in, how they had the wrong shade of pink, and, you know, they were terrible. So, like, the problems that we have today, the things that people complain about today, have always been happening, and they will always happen. But because whenever we get a new group of immigrants, you know, everyone, you know, has a call to arms to hate them. But then after they've been grandfathered in, you know, 3-4 generations later, then they're the established guys, and then we'll get a brand new group of immigrants, and the old guys that were persecuted against will team up to persecute on the new guys. Makes sense.
This is, you know, and this is really something that you just can't seem to portray to the people that are sort of anti-immigrant out there. You can't get them to understand that, look, I know you're not a racist, but this fervor is ethnocentric. And in its nature, it went on with the Germans, it went on with the Chinese, it went on with the Irish, it went on with the Italians, it went on with it's currently going on with the Hmong up in the Midwest. It's going on with the Cubans in Florida. It goes on, and people, you know, it's always the same thing. They're taking our jobs. You know, they're running down the national average of living or whatever. And you know, many of these things simply aren't true. I heard the conservative types talking on the radio about how they're causing crime. And we, you know, the American Conservative Magazine, we brought in the author, did the study on this. Obviously, these people don't have any facts. They have emails that have been spread around the internet that they're getting. And
they're killers! Killers!
Yeah, they're bringing disease, or, you know, what is it? Antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis. They're killing us! They're killing babies!
Republicans are afraid their kids, they have kids that can vote. Right, they have kids here, and then the kids can vote, and Republicans are scared of that. The second
they
generation,
ought to be,
yeah.
If they would just welcome our neighbors from the South here to live a better life and work on getting rid of programs that cost us all money, like welfare and, you know, public education and these things that require us to pay for other people's children and other people's illnesses that are.
Those things are inherent in the system, and so is the immigration hatred. It's all built into the nature of the beast, and so, you know, fix this or fix that is kind of. I think it's the fact that they realize that their children are going to be able to vote and that that's going to make it harder for them to get rid of those programs that they hate so much and everything is, I think, inherent in the system. And it's funny to me that they look at that and they complain about it and they don't ever lose faith in the system.
Well, what you're saying there is hitting the nail right on the head, which is what's eventually going to make the current problem go away, is that they will eventually vote. And no matter what they do to try to keep them out, they're going to get here anyway. I mean, humans are very, you know, very ingenious in this. And it doesn't matter if they put up a wall or minefield or whatever. They're going to keep coming no matter what, unless the country itself explodes. So eventually, you know, when the immigrants come in, they have a very high birth rate. They're used to large families. And it's not until they get to the second and third generation that they start, you know, coming in line with the current system where they don't need massive families because their kids aren't, you know, half of them aren't going to die here. But so eventually they're going to become such a huge voting block that trying to keep them out will no longer be politically feasible if you want to win. So that problem will go away. for then, but then there'll be a new group of immigrants that they'll all try to team up on.
Yeah.
But I just wonder,
it's going to be a strange world where the Mexican immigrants are saying, we've got to keep out those, and I don't know who, Canadians?
Yeah.
I think it's never going to be
the Canadians. They look too much like us.
Well, actually, I think more than likely what's going to be the case is the United States as an empire and as a nation is declining, and I feel rather rapidly. And I think that actually the next immigration fervor is going to be United States citizens trying to get into China, and the Chinese saying, no, you no come. You know, and it'll be all turned around. Your kids are going to want to go where the money is, and the money is in Southeast Asia.
Well, that's just it. That's the one point I disagree on so far, Ryan, is that it's a foregone conclusion that people are going to keep coming here. I think that if they create an awful enough police state, then it won't be desirable anymore to come
and
here.
In fact, then they'll be destroying the economy.
But then they'll be people will be leaving, like you're saying, Mark.
Of course, there'll be a fence at that point.
Right, yeah, then the fence or the wall or whatever will be there to keep you in, just like it is in North Korea.
But then the problem will still perpetuate. It'll just be perpetuating in whatever country it's happening. If it's not here, it's going to be somewhere else. I mean, but this is it's a problem of the human condition, and, you know, I don't think there's any amount of education we can do to really eradicate it. It's just,
I agree with you that it is a human condition, and it's predicated on the idea of lack, right? I mean, the idea that there's a lack of
ownership. I mean,
I think there is, and I'm going to hopefully get a chance to talk about it in more detail, but I think there is something that can be done about it, and I think there was sort of this notion that, well, there's a certain human nature, and there's nothing that can be done about it, and people are just a certain way. And there's sort of a hopeless attitude because things have gone on a certain way for a certain amount of time that it can't be changed. I think it can. I just think we have to change the way we're approaching problems.
I agree. We have to change inside first and then influence others to do the same, hopefully.
Well, I also think that overall in the world, since our communication has gotten so much better in the last 100 years compared to the thousands of years before that, that the world as a whole will be getting more socially liberal. You know, it's just a matter of time. No matter how hard the conservatives, you know, in that regard try to fight against it, they're gonna lose, you know. Like, eventually women got to vote, blacks got to vote, gays are gonna be able to get married, you know, everywhere eventually. It's gonna happen. It's just gonna take time.
I think that it's also an issue of us being distracted by the things that don't matter, away from the things that do matter and the things that we really need to actually focus on in order to affect those kinds of changes that we want. So,
Ryan, thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231.
I didn't want to interrupt him, but I do want to clarify the point. You know, I hear in this debate from the conservatives, I listen to radio all day looking for ads so I can scoop them for Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. But and that means I listen to a lot of conservative radio because it's a lot of the stuff that's out there. But it's this idea of ownership, and it's the best I can come up with, serfdom. Because, you know, I heard Rush Limbaugh saying it yesterday, but many of them have been saying it. Well, if you think that our immigration laws are arduous and terrible, take a look at Mexico.
Oh, yeah, compare cancer.
Right. Well, it's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, you know, in the Middle East, they cut your hand off for stealing. Is that what you want to do?
And look how their economy is.
Right.
They've got a tougher immigration laws than ours, and so how is that a good comparison to we need tougher ones too, then?
Let's emulate that crap, Rush.
Right.
Hey, what a good idea. Oh, well, they're bad people, so we should be like them. Our politicians aren't as bad as their politicians. Well, it's ludicrous. There's all kinds of stupid, bad laws all over the world. And, you know, these countries, essentially the idea is, and we haven't broken free from it, is that you're owned by your nation. So the Mexicans are somehow shouldn't come here because their Mexican government won't let you go there. Well, they've got to keep their people in their plot of land, and then we get to do what we want with our people.
And
that's really what it is.
And they're selective in much the same way as we are, too, because they really crack down on their southern borders and other borders, but not on their northern border. And we're the same way.
Yep, absolutely.
We, meaning the U.S. federal government.
Sorry, I know you don't like using that term.
Do you like using it?
I apologize for my collectivist speech.
You don't have to apologize to me. 800-259.
I'll just correct you every time.
1-800-259-9231. I would appreciate it if people would correct me when I do those things.
I'd like to set up a little zapper thing to you, a couple alligator clips.
That would solve it. More on the way. You can take a roll of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so do enjoy those on us. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download our archives right there from the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And if you go into our podcast, it goes all the way back to 2009, the very beginning of 2009. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all of that stuff for free.
So this Mother's Day, what are you going to do for mom? Here's an idea. George's Famous Baklava. It's It's walnut baklava with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste, and it's shipped in a special container, priority mail, to ensure freshness. Order at mandrick.com. That's M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. There's no C in Mandrick. Mandrick.com. And as a matter of fact, Georgia's famous baklava has been, the Greek Orthodox Church has actually added it to its revised list of new sins. So it's Georgia's famous baklava at mandrick.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Coming up, police raid story plus Dale wants to talk about changing paper and changing people. First, though, we go to Felix in New Hampshire. Felix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm on the air.
You are, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. I have to excuse me. I've never made it past the call screener before.
Not on this show. You can make it past the call screener any old time.
Well, thank you for that very much.
Okay, just want to make sure that's clear.
I'm sure you understand. You've heard of the New World Order, I believe.
Oh, many a time. I'm really pretty much tired of hearing of
it. It's a wrestling thing,
okay.
Right?
Okay, but please just give me a chance. I'll be very quick.
Sure, sure. You're going to tell us that, let me just predict here, and then we'll give you a chance. You're going to tell us that there's an elite group of men
Ian,
that control the world? Yes.
No, Ian. Unlike other people who call in about the NWO, I actually have a fallacy, a truth, and then a solution for the problem. So here's the way it goes.
Okay, I like solutions.
Okay, well, first I'll give you the fallacy. Sorry, I'm very nervous.
That's okay. It's just us. Don't worry about it.
I'm kind of scared that I'm calling in about this.
No one's listening. No problem. Go ahead.
Right. If the NWO is true, you'll just be dead by morning.
Okay. You've heard of the Bilderbergers?
Yes, the elite group of men that need to control the world.
That actually is the fallacy. The truth is it is not the Bilderbergers who are behind the New World Order. It is the Bilderbears. They are their workshops. And they are located at all your local malls all across the USA. And
do they have secret meetings at the
No. What happens is they use Tesla high frequency microwave and nanobot technology in the fur, and then you see the eyes have cameras and the nose is actually a speaker. And Anu is the reptilian leader, and he actually has given them mind-conscious systems, and they teach the children obedience when the parents are sleeping.
Gosh, I wish they would. They don't teach them obedience to the parents.
No. Right. Obedience to the state. To the state, not to the parents.
Do you think there's a way to get one that's like modified so that they would be obedient to the parents?
Well, see, my mom bought me one for my birthday last month, and actually. Mine is a lion, not a bear. It actually has a skateboard outfit. It's really cute.
This reminds me of a South Park episode with the Pokemon dolls.
No, well, you see, I think that mine had a glitch because it decided to tell me the truth, and now I'm doing my part to tell you about the problem. And now here's my solution.
Can you reproduce some of that one that was telling kids the truth?
I hope he doesn't reproduce.
This is my favorite conspiracy call ever. This guy is great. Okay, what else do you have for us? I want to hear more.
So the solution, I know most of them call in and they say whatever, and then they expect you to do the rest. Well, I'm doing my part by telling everybody about this. Mm-hmm. And
have you made any DVDs and started distributing?
No. That's up to someone else. But this is what I want people to do. They need to go and they need to blog about the information I just gave them. Yeah. And then they need to run around like a chicken with its head cut off and tell everybody about this information. And that is how we will bring liberty and freedom in our lifetime.
Yeah, we'll just evict all of the Bilderberg shops from the malls of America, and it'll all be over and done with. We'll have our freedom.
Isn't the Bilderbergs, isn't that kind of a new phenomenon, though? I mean, what were they doing before this? It's not like these people had just popped up in the last decade.
Yeah. Singing Valentine's.
This is before Anu, the reptilian god, took over.
So, I'm sorry, what was before Anu took over?
I don't know. My bear didn't tell me that. My lion.
Maybe a different toy or something.
Does Anu, does he look human like the reptiles in V?
Might have been the Cabbage Patch Kids before that.
He is actually not of this world.
Oh, so now how do they get in touch with him? I mean, do they actually have comm centers at the Build-A-Bear shops or what's the...
No, he has reptilian workers that disguise themselves as humans in the shops.
Awesome.
when they place the little heart inside the...
The whole reptilian phenomenon, as an aside, by the way, thank you for the call. It was absolutely brilliant. I wonder if the whole this, you know, there's these conspiracy people out there that believe that there are reptilians here. Like in the show, the television show V.
I'm going to tell you my conspiracy when you're done with
okay,
the
okay.
point.
But like the show V, I'm just wondering, did the reptilian conspiracy, the reptilian conspiracy theory come out after the 1980 television show V hit the airwaves, or was it before the 1980 television show V? I'm just curious. Just a curiosity.
I think it came out after because it was started by that His name fails.
David Icke?
The Icke fella.
How do you know it was started by him? How do you know
he
didn't popularize
it? Well, he's the one who
it.
Certainly gave it legs,
okay.
And he claimed to have started it.
Okay.
That doesn't mean anything, but, and surely somebody has been claiming that there were lizard people somewhere along the line. I don't know. I mean, it seems like it started afterwards.
Just a curiosity, if you happen to
This is common, though, because the idea of the grays and the little green men from Mars with the big eyes.
Lizards, yeah.
They didn't, no. I'm talking about something, a different phenomenon. People didn't start seeing aliens that look like those aliens until after Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Until it was popularized.
Before that, people saw bugs and robots. That's, you know, giant bugs.
And what were the movies about then? Giant bugs, robots.
Bugs and robots. Because Hollywood, reflected what people were seeing, and then people reflected what Hollywood was portraying, and it goes in a circle. And then somebody came out with actually it was a movie prior to Close Encounters of the Third Kind, but that was the one that really gave it legs. And, you know, that was what pushed the phenomenon from the beginning.
So my conspiracy is that the people who were planning to make the V remake series started the Lizard Man conspiracy to boost their ratings so that it would like boost the ratings when the series
brilliant.
Finally did come out.
Yeah, so
it would be like super popular and everyone would go, "Oh, look, this is, you know, they're in on it. They know what's going on and they're telling us about it."
So basically it was a brilliant a marketing campaign that spans decades is what you're saying.
Right.
It would have started in the 1980s after the V series in order to ramp up excitement about the idea for the series remake in the late aughts.
Right.
Well, it would have to be, because nothing could be so stupid as to believe that, in fact, lizard aliens are running the planet, right?
What? Yeah. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I suppose anything's possible, right?
They believe.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is you want. Even if it's tongue-in-cheek, which I love that. That was right. I'm glad it wasn't like a real serious conspiracy call. Best conspiracy
theory. He sounded like a
call. Best conspiracy caller ever. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so do enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot there, and it's all free. It's also virtually unmoderated, so keep that in mind. Viewer discretion is advised. bbs.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. As a matter of fact, lots and lots of people from listeners of Free Talk Live have been getting the domain names and hosting their stuff at HostGator, and I want to thank all of you. And for the rest of you, it must be working for them if they're doing it.
You said they're coming back, right? Through the oven.
Yep. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. That's HostGator.com, code FTL.
So do you mean to tell me, Mark, that if you've got a good product and service, radio advertising works really well for you?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
All right, 800.
And if you have a bad product and service, no advertising works.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything here as we continue with your calls. Gene is on the line in Florida, normally in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the amp.
I'm on the amp. I wanted to talk about an article on Lou Rockwell.
Okay.
That I saw. And
great liberty-oriented blog site. What? Which
right.
one?
It's about Christian anarchy. And as a Christian anarchist, I found this article to be extremely enlightening. Even with my viewpoint, I learned a few things. It's about 3.5 pages if you type it out, which I'm going to print it out and pass it around to some friends of mine. But I think that people, especially Christians who are listening, might want to go to lourockwell.com and check that out. It's an excellent expose about why Christians, above all people, should be anarchists, because we do not, we should not elevate anything over God, especially not a fiction called the U.S. of A.
Well, the Christian would say they're not elevating the government over God, and they still love God. Yeah. They just love government, too.
I was just recently referring to the, if you look at the rituals that take place in the courtroom, and these sorts of things take place everywhere. You've got, you know, the saluting the flag and and the anthem, and there's a lot of rituals that are designed to that seem very reverential and worshipful, and I described it as a type of idolatry.
You know, and I think it is. Now, and what people need to look at this real quick.
All hail the man in the robe.
Well, it's not that. It's the
state.
The flag, too, yeah. and all the representations of it. But imagine for a second the ancient Israelites having a little idol in their hut or their tent or whatever that they bowed to. Two times a day, but they bowed to God three times a day. Can you imagine that? I mean, now obviously God's before this idol. Can you imagine God, Jehovah, the mountain God there on Ararat? Can you imagine him going for that?
Well, one thing I point out to people is definitely the flags, because most churches, most Christian churches have a Christian flag, and they usually have an American flag. Now, usually if they're on stage, they're at the same level. But if you run them up the flagpole, guess which one gets to be on the top?
Yeah.
And I say that is exactly...
Are you
absolutely
serious?
Backwards.
Absolutely.
I don't know of a Christian flag.
It's a white one with a blue corner, like the just like the American flag, but it's white and doesn't have stripes.
Okay.
And then it has a cross in the blue field.
Okay.
Is that right,
Jim? You're telling me they raise the American flag above the Christian flag?
Yes.
They're run up on the same flagpole. The American flag is supposed to be above every other flag, and I think that's absolutely backwards. I think the American flag...
It's more than backwards. It's absolutely outrageously offensive.
Oh, we lost Gene, but definitely understand the gist of where he's coming from. Isn't it also true that by the flag rules, that if you've got two flagpoles, the American flag still has to be slightly above the other flagpole?
If they're even, then the American flag can be even with the other flags. However, generally, if a flag is above another flag, that flag must be the American flag.
Well, and there's a whole bunch of flag lore, and there's a bunch of rules and things about...
There's a bunch of stuff in the church,
too. If a flag touches the ground, it has to be burned.
But it has to have a ceremony for it, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it has to be ceremony. There's a certain way to do it. And so there's all this ritual surrounding flags, which is absolutely and beyond any doubt idolatry.
Not only that...
If anyone has any belief in the notion of idolatry... This is it.
There's also part of that is the pledge, right? I mean, this was basically a prayer. It's like the government's prayer almost.
Yeah. Well, I pledge allegiance. And what is a liege? A liege is a king. I'm pledging that the government is my king. And who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? I mean, it just doesn't. It absolutely doesn't make any sense at all to me. And I've got another one here. If you wanted
another
to
one what?
I've got an email on this very thing. It's from our friend Jet on this.
He's a very devout Christian.
Yeah,
Jet.
And I think.
And by the way, none of us on this show are. We're all Quakers.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of Christian Quakers out there too.
That's true.
So this is the submitting to a higher authority. Fact: Jesus, Paul, Peter, James, and most disciples were all killed for their disobedience to man's decree. Do you really need any more rules than the Ten Commandments? Let's see. So who's that higher authority? Is it Congress? Then why do half of them never agree with the other half? Which half is God's half? Right? I mean, obviously...
Well, obviously the Republicans,
Some Christians would disagree.
Focus on the family and all that.
So if a policeman tells you to undress and squeal like a pig, would you have to obey? I mean, they're obviously authority ordained by God, right?
Mm.
It's not like they've never done it.
I feel like we've read this before, but maybe you just read it to me off the air.
Well, I've read stuff like this. This is the revised new one. Where do they derive all of their authority? From God? Then why does every constitution say all right and power and authority is inherent and derived from the people?
Mm.
I thought it was from God.
Don't pay any attention to that crap, though.
No. If God were if they are God ordained, shouldn't they be renowned for their godliness? Politicians renowned for their godliness?
I can tell you that the man in the robe in the court the other day when I was there didn't really care about the whole people creating the government thing. That really wasn't an issue.
Like, it was completely irrelevant to the case.
Right, the people to him.
So was the New Hampshire Constitution.
Well, to
irrelevant
him,
to the court.
The people created the government, and then the government rose above the people. And so, hey, that's just how it went.
Yep, and that's the next point here. So if the government is ordained by God, who do these authorities submit to? Is some higher governing authority to them? Is it God? Who among them appears to be doing God's will of their own? each other? Have you ever heard the phrase, the blind leading the blind? Is God's words inconsistent, contradictory, or otherwise confused? No? Then can you name one biblical character who submitted to human authority? Wasn't Daniel and his friends punished for not obeying the decrees? You know, this whole little verse in Romans where it says that the authorities are ordained by God really has screwed everything up. And I don't know. That's the problem with the Bible from the get-go.
In a book full of civil disobedience,
it's a translation of a translation of a translation. It is 2,000 years old, and historically, they have changed the words in the Bible to get what they want.
Now, wait a minute. The state would never want to team up with the religion and change the wording to make it so that people are more obedient and docile, would
they? That's the day that Christianity died. It was about 300 A.D., and I'm afraid that when they teamed up with the Roman government and went from a protest religion to something else, that's the day that it all got messed up. I'm not saying there's not kernels of truth in there, and there aren't good, pious, devout people that are obeying the word of God, as they understand it. I'm just saying the religion itself was largely corrupt at that point. There have been people that have tried to return the church back to its roots. Quakers among them, obviously Martin Luther did. The evangelicals, they've done their best, and I think that they found little paths back, but I don't think that they've made it back.
The toll free number here is 1-800-259-9231. Because the government is based in force and aggression, and not love and persuasion, it is in no way, in my opinion, godly. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It certainly is not loving your neighbor. More coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
FoodStrag.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, FoodStrag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1 month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program, you can support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking at making a major purchase, whether it's a car loan or a home loan that you're looking to get, if you have derogatory credit on your credit report, it can cost you thousands of dollars over the lifetime of that loan. So, check out and see if you have foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments on your credit file, and have those derogatory credit reports cleaned right off your credit report at cleaningcredit.com. It's a law firm, and they will dispute those derogatory credit filings on your report. And they've been part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years. They're listed number one in the Consumer Advocacy Group of America's website. And you can check them out at cleaningcredit.com. They give you all kinds of advice regarding your credit, and it's a cheap monthly payment, cleaningcredit.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Right back to your phone calls. We go to David in Maryland. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, David. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about the immigration law in Arizona that they just passed, the anti-illegal alien law there.
What about
Well, you know, people are upset about it. And my thing is, if illegal immigration is illegal, but me as a citizen, I'm responsible to obey all laws.
What evidence do you have that you're a citizen?
Well, I live here. I was born here. I have a birth certificate. I have an ID.
Do you know what a citizen is?
Not really. I know the French use it a lot, and I know in America, you know, people don't really like to use that term.
Well, I'm glad they don't, because it's very derogatory, really. It's really just a fancy twist on surf.
Did you hear the show last night by chance, David?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay, we had Mark Stevens on the program, and he does a really great job of explaining, and it's pretty easy to explain, why it is that there's no citizen. And the reason why is because, well, a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Do you agree?
Yes, I've heard this.
Okay. So, do you know, if you found out that it were true that the government doesn't have an obligation to protect you, would there be a citizen?
I don't believe so. But I know I'm obligated to pay taxes. I'm obligated to a lot of things, to obey all laws. Otherwise, you know, guys with guns would come to my door and throw me in a cell.
That's a true statement.
Yep.
Okay, but my point being, though, there is no real citizen, and so how could there possibly be an illegal alien if there's no citizen?
Well, that's a good point.
Don't we just have human beings, really? Don't we just have individuals who are making choices for themselves in their lives, and some choose to aggress against others? And when I say some, I could be talking about so-called illegals. I could be talking about so-called citizens. I could be talking about the people calling themselves government. People make choices, and the government people are choosing to aggress against people that otherwise many of them just want to come here, David, and make a better life for themselves.
Oh, I agree. I'm all for anyone coming here legally. But if it's illegal, it is a law then.
We keep on going over this law thing, David. At one point in human history, it was illegal for black people to try to escape their owners. Do you agree with that law?
No, I don't.
Okay, so
I don't agree with paying taxes either.
Right. I don't think you should have to pay them either. And I think that in this country we have a welfare problem. We don't have an immigration problem. And the point I want to make is that bad laws should be disobeyed by good people. Don't you agree?
Well, I mean, what I think is a bad law, you know, other people might not think that, and I'll go to jail, and nobody's going to support me.
And you might be surprised. Well, actually, they will support you because they're forced to pay for the jail.
He means in another way.
Yeah, right. If you come out to Keene, you just might have people rallying outside the jail for you.
Yeah, we just got arrested, actually. Dale and I were just arrested on Sunday evening because we were outside of jail doing a, for lack of a better word, demonstration or outreach.
Everyone was very cheerful, and I think it was better described as a rally. But,
you're right. For the most part, nobody's going to support you in most places. New Hampshire's an exception.
You know, I'm a poor guy, and if I go to jail, I'll never get a job. I'll have to work with prisoners. Like, I drive a truck now. If I had a criminal record or get arrested, my life could be ruined. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but let's get back to the discussion about what's illegal and what's not and why it even matters. Because you were talking about words on paper written by strangers calling themselves, in this case, the United States federal government. I'm not sure. You mentioned all the obligations, but your only real explanation for them was the fact that there were men with guns. So,
right.
and you disagree with some laws. So, do you think that the bad laws, like the slave laws or the segregation laws, should be enforced?
Well, here's the thing. You want to talk about slavery? Illegal immigration, to me, is slavery. From what I've seen, it is cruelty to have these families come here and work. I mean.
Yeah,
well,
you know, you're right, because
That's
what happens is they don't have what happens is everyone else is essentially able to hedge them out of the normal marketplace for employment because if they're found out because they are labeled as criminals for having come here to get a job, then that puts them in a very vulnerable position to employers who then exploit the crap out of them.
They're forced underground in the black
community. Can I give you an example? I drove a trash truck in Washington, D.C. It was in a poor black neighborhood. The laborers there were from that neighborhood. They were black. I quit one summer, came back the next summer, and they were all Latinos. A lot of them, a lot of immigrants. But it was still in the black neighborhood. So in a way, it outsourced the poor black people. And I understand, what you're trying to say is, we should be more compassionate, but we got to deal with reality.
I'm not saying we should be more compassionate. I'm not looking for compassion. I'm looking for what's fair, right, and just. And what I'm telling you
is... Is it fair to be outsourced? Is it fair that I'm outsourced out of a job because somebody will do it cheaper?
You said you got your job back.
Well, if somebody's willing to do the job better for less... Then yes,
well,
it
I'm
is
not
fair.
Say, well,
in the same way, it's fair for you to buy a car. Hold on a second,
okay.
Dale. It's fair for you to buy a car to get this, to get the same value in an automobile from some other automobile company at a lower rate. So if Honda's selling the same car that Toyota is, but they're selling it for $1,000 cheaper, is it fair that you go out and buy a Honda when you owned a Toyota?
No, it's probably good for the company.
I have issue with
it's that. Fair to them, but it's not fair to me. I have a right to make a competitive wage, and if we're going to have laws that we all have to abide. The ATF, we saw what the ATF did in Waco.
The only way to know what a competitive wage is with a free market, which we don't have. And I think the example just given is a really good point to talk about that. We are not in a free market, and if you have some people who can be exploited because they have been labeled as criminals, then that is not a free market wage. Those immigrants are not getting a free market wage. Now, the answer to that is not to keep out immigrants. That isn't okay. The problem. Again, we have a welfare state. We have things like the answer is for them to not be illegal anymore, so that they're not, so that they won't be exploited. The answer is for them to be treated the same as everyone else, so that they don't have employers who can exploit their illegal status to who can take advantage of their illegal status to threaten them and keep and exploit them with a seriously under market valued wage, because that wage is the result of violence. It's the result of having that threat of violence over them. Having that power.
That's what I agree with. If it's a law and people think it's silly, let's change it. Otherwise,
I'm for that. I'm for the
otherwise.
For
why should we obey any law?
Otherwise, what you said. If it's the law, people don't agree with it, they should change it. Otherwise, what?
Otherwise, why obey any law? I mean, you know, if we're a nation of laws, why obey any of them? I don't.
Who
like
told
that
you
law,
we were a nation? We were a nation of laws.
Well, because the government does make laws, and they do have people that enforce them.
Yeah, they do. They enforce them against you and me. However, when those people that enforce them or those people that make them break those laws, they don't enforce them. So we don't have a nation of laws. We have a nation of men. We have a nation of masters, and we have a nation of servants. Mm-hmm. And when you complain about illegal immigrants, all you're doing is it's slaves fighting amongst themselves saying, oh, the master whipped you 10 times, and he whipped me 11. I hate you.
I want to be the house slave, and then I want those to be a lower status slave.
Thank you, by the way, David, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. That's a great way to really tie it together, that really what's happening here is that people are once again being brought into conflict with each other because of this coercive, violent monopoly apparatus known as the government. These men and women who are more than willing to aggress against peaceful people in order to see their ends furthered. And their ends include lining their pockets with your dollars, because keeping people out of this country keeps prices inflated to some extent. It raises the wages of people and therefore the prices of everything that's out there. And it's just all about protectionism. 1-800-259-9231. We can come back with more here. I know that, Dale, you want to talk about with those words on paper here in a little bit. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.